The terrain of eastern Kentucky makes travel a bit of an adventure yet today. Roads and highways snake between the rugged hills of the Appalachian chain. That difficulty in travel was highlighted during the Civil War. I'll explain on this edition of The American Countryside.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you use insulin or have had hypoglycemic events, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-409-1936. 800-409-1936. 800-409-1936. That's 800-409-1936.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. And more than a host, I'm a journalist, a wife, and a mom of two, raising a family in the heart of rural America. I understand the issues facing agriculture today because I live it every day. I see firsthand how farming and ranching isn't just a job, it's a way of life. Covering America's most important industry is what we do, and it's why U.S. Farm Report has been on the air for nearly 50 years. I invite you to join us every weekend for U.S. Farm Report, a timely, trusted tradition.
The terrain of eastern Kentucky has much to do with storylines that played out during and immediately after the Civil War.
We're very isolated, a mountainous area, not a whole lot of flat farmland, and very difficult to get to.
Reed Potter Jr. shares the story from Pikeville, Kentucky. During the Civil War, the isolation of this place led to a lack of government and regular law enforcement.
At the time where all this starts, all the hate starts, and that's during the Civil War, our courthouse closes in December of 61 and doesn't reopen again until the summer of 65.
And in the absence of those county officials, others stepped into roles on an ad hoc basis. Their success probably depended much on whose side you were on.
There's no law enforcement of any kind. Except for the people figure out they have to form home guards to protect their own property and their families. There's a lot of crime going on. They were actually happy when either army came through because at least they had some kind of law.
Today, highways have been built to link communities like Pikeville to the rest of Kentucky and surrounding states. At the time of the Civil War, travel in and out of this area was very difficult.
Pikeville itself changed hands, we think, about 9 times the first year of the war. The reason for that is no army could stay here. They couldn't get supplies here.
In 1865, the states in the South surrendered to the Union Army, and an era of Reconstruction began. But here in eastern Kentucky and across the state line in West Virginia, the fighting was still very much alive. In fact, in many ways, the conflict became more fierce in some communities after the war, a trend we know because of a feud between the Hatfields and the McCoys. That story next time as we travel the countryside in Pikeville, Kentucky. I'm Andrew McCrae.